Welcome to the bookshelf. I'm producer Vern Windham, all excited and out of breath from landing safely off the bucking bronco called Bust It Like a Mule by Caleb Manon. In this, its inaugural reading, Caleb will take us from the pit to the peak in the life and adventures of Cotton Kingfisher. Like a lot of good things, this yarn may be an acquired taste. I recommend you get right on with acquiring because the taste is well worth it. A lot of important info gets established in the first chapter, so don't go out for a drink just yet. First, let's have Caleb, author and reader, set you up for the story.
Bust It Like a Mule was written in the summer of 2012 in a two-week Miller High Life, coffee-fueled, comma-free frenzy, as a form of recovery from a 360-page novel I had written half a year earlier that was deeply psychological and, frankly, just not that good. After spending years and years writing dark and psychologically probing Hessian literature, Bust It was a welcome off-the-rails, fun, wild adventure. I imagined the likes of Faulkner, Kerouac, and Hemingway writing a Disney movie script. I just cut loose and let myself go buck wild with the character of Cotton Kingfisher, a man inspired by my grandpa, J.E. Jones, the son of an Oklahoma moonshiner who drifted west during the Dust Bowl and was my boyhood hero. My wife and I had visited Whitefish, Montana and Glacier Park in the March of that year for our 10th anniversary, and all its beauty and mystery just stuck with me. So I imagined the restless spirit of my beloved grandpa in one of the most beautiful places on earth, a place some of the natives dubbed the land where the world began. In Busted, I unashamedly put all my boyhood loves and fantasies. War heroes like my grandpa's and my dad, beautiful girls that hurt your heart, brutal roughhousing and general violence, Native Americans, swearing, drinking, smoking, music, Oklahoma, the West, Glacier Park, scars, wild stories, southern slang, lost brothers and broken families, brotherly love and sweet children, and ultimately, redemption and finding a place to call home forever. I've written many things over the course of my life, but I've never had as much fun as telling the tale of Cotton Kingfisher. I hope you have as much fun watching this fistfight as I had starting it. Have fun.